Good afternoon. Beijing has warned that American tariffs go against the whole world after Donald Trump said he was raising levies on China to 125%. Trump yesterday announced a pause on most of his reciprocal tariffs, which reflected in rallying stocks in Asian and European markets opening this morning. All nations except China now face a 10% baseline tariff on exports to the US in 90 days, leaving time for negotiations. The result was a boon for global investors, who saw shares surge this morning as Asian and European futures rose sharply. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen this morning said she welcomed Trump's decision to pause the planned tariff increases as an important step towards stabilising the global economy. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the decision by the US President to pause the enforcement of his broad tariffs plan paved the way for possible talks, though he remained cautious about the details. The measure, pending the exact nuances of its implementation, seems to open the door to negotiation and thus to an agreement between countries, he said in a speech during an official visit in Vietnam. Meanwhile, the governor of the Bank of Spain, José Luis Escriva, announced yesterday that the institution will revise its economic forecast downwards due to the possible tariffs. In the case of the Spanish economy, our last forecast was 2.7%, which is high growth. What is logical is that we will lower it, but what I can't say right now is by how much, Escriva said. Speaking on TV, however, he stressed that any revision of the forecast will be subject to some very large elementary uncertainty. The governor gave assurances that the bank is closely and directly monitoring the situation, which is described as extraordinarily complex from an economic and geopolitical point of view. Escriva said he would not speak of recession, but countermeasures being rolled out to counteract Trump's manoeuvres will have the effect of raising prices. An Irish cyclist has died on Mallorca. The 59-year-old is said to have come off his bike after collapsing on a road in the north of the island. The alarm was raised just after 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Paramedics tried to revive him after reaching the scene, but there was nothing they could do. The Guardia Civil has launched an investigation and an autopsy to determine cause of death is expected to take place later today. It was not immediately clear this morning whether the dead man was on holiday on Mallorca or lived there. And last night, Malaga's Levante Maritime Pier bore witness to the baptism of TUI Cruises' newest vessel, the Mindshift Relax. The spa and sport manager of the cruise line served as godmother, officially launching the ship with the traditional smashing of a champagne bottle against its hull. The ceremony was attended by two sibling ships, the Mindshift 5 and the Mindshift 7. Pop legend Robbie Williams performed a spectacular one-off concert to commemorate the affair. Guests aboard the three ships enjoyed front-row show privileges, as well as some 2,000 people on the pier for the sellout show. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.